congestion if you eat it this early.
There's this little...
That's a tip.
There's this little place over on the south side. I can't name the place, of course, because we'd be giving them a commercial that owes 95 chili dogs.
Oh, no, couldn't do that.
They have the greatest chili dogs in the whole wide world. I'll take the paint off of a barn. They're so good.
Boy, and nobody wants to be around you after you've had one of those
that's
here, Jim.
Totally true.
I know that's a voice of experience.
What's going on in the world?
Well, speaking of down on the south side, they have something going on.
Households headed by women is growing
and fast. The panel says the increase comes as divorce, separation, and adolescent pregnancies increase, and bias against women in employment and education hangs on. The Food and Drug Administration is being asked to require warning labels to be put on jars of vitamin A supplements. A group called the Center for Science and the Public Interest says taking too much vitamin A can cause side effects that include headaches, double vision, and increased fluid pressure inside the skull. Sounds fun. Incidentally, Jim, before I go any further, I think you should take note that on this day in 1932, Tiny Tim was born.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and that would make him 51 today.
I'm real excited. He's
well,
a major,
I can
major
tell.
Major force behind rock and roll.
I agree. I think it's time that we should. I think we should celebrate. What do you say, Jim?
Why not?
You think we can get a cake?
Sure, we can get a cake.
Okay. Well, I'll look into it because I think this is a day that we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't let it go on without taking recognition of this momentous occasion.
Certainly agree to that.
I'm glad you do, Jim. Okay. Last we have something to agree on. Partly cloudy today. A little bit breezy. High of 63 degrees. It's 50 degrees right now. 6:30. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWS.
Put it in your pocket. That's a $1,000 rebate on every used car or truck sold before April 16th at O'Reilly Used Cars, Broadway at Wilmot, or Speedway at Rancho Center. Hurry, get a deal that's grand and a grand in the hand during the $1,000 rebates till April 16th at O'Reilly Used Cars.
And so you really think you're going to get a cake, huh?
Oh, yes. I think we can't afford to let this opportunity just pass us by.
Now, how old is Tiny today?
Well, 51.
51.
51 years old. Well, you'd never think it, though. He just looks so young.
He looks great all the time. Well, we'll check into Kimberly later and see how the cake situation's going. Here.
Okay. Roger.
But don't go anywhere. Here's Johnny at KWU. Morning. I guess Love is celebrating Tiny Tim's birthday. That's what Kimberly wants to do. She swears she's going to get us a cake, and we can invite everybody up in Tucson to eat birthday cake with us. I really don't think anybody cares, but we'll go along with her for a little while.
Trying to get ahead in these hard economic times.
That's also why you can buy top-quality car stereos like Alpine at prices that really mean you're saving money when you spend it. For instance, they've got an Alpine AM-FM cassette deck with built-in AFC, metal tape capabilities, auto-reverse, even the Alpine cassette glide. It's a good deck, and it's only $139.95. Now, that doesn't include installation, but a deck like that for $139.95. And, of course, they can install it for you at the regular installation rates. That's a heck of a price for an Alpine. It's from Classic Car Sounds. You need to go see them for that Alpine deck for $139.95. Classic Car Sounds, 5070 East 22nd.
Good morning, 6:53. What news of Lakeside Dam, you're asking? Stay tuned. I'll tell you about it on the news at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Kimber. This is the man. Let's get to the go-go. 92.5. Well, deadline to get in on our record by 10 minutes from this Friday.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, well, no. First, we do have a cake.
You're kidding.
No, we've got a cake. There's lots of people out there, Jim, that love Tiny Tim as much as I do, and I know that you do secretly.
Uh-huh.
So we will be having cake today to celebrate Tiny Tim's 51st birthday.
What about little hats and whistles and things?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the little party hats and the whistles and stuff, but first things first, at least we got the cake.
All right, we're ready now.
Okay.
Party.
Moving on to more important things, or less important.
Rain by this afternoon. Today's high 63 degrees. It's 50 degrees right now at 7 o'clock. I'm Kimberly Crash for KWFM.
Trivia questions. I do the news. That's it.
That's an easy out, isn't it? If I knew the answer, I would have given it to you.
Now, you've actually found somebody who cares that it's Tiny Tim's birthday, huh?
I sure did. In fact, Jim, there's a multitude of people that do care, including me for one, and also including Councilman Tom Volge for another. And he was kind enough to call us and tell us that how Tiny Tim has influenced his life.
Well, let's hear it.
Tiny Tim has been a very important influence in my life. All my life I wanted to be a rock and roll star, and seeing Tiny Tim having made it in that part of the profession drove me directly into politics.
Very inspiring, don't you agree?
It's Jim Ray this morning, 7:22. Kimberly, we actually got a cake out there.
Yes, we do.
Creative Cakery. Cared enough about it being Tiny Tim's birthday? How big a cake is it?
Well, Jim, it is a big cake. I think that it has about 100 pieces in it, which I'm sure that you probably feel that's completely inadequate to satisfy all those people that really would like to celebrate this holiday.
So we
do have a very large cake.
So we got to mention Creative Cakery more than one time, I guess.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the best idea.
Big cake.
It is a big cake. Coming up at 7:30, I'll be talking about a couple of waste cases.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Cake out there. Creative Cakery sent us over a big cake.
With tulips all over it, no less.
Tulips all over it, no less. I mean, we have it all.
We have it all.
What do you have?
Well, it is 54 degrees right now, Midtown Tucson, and nothing out of the ordinary to speak of.
name certain toxic substances and allow for something to be done about those. Meryl Streep says no matter how much you try to imagine what this is like, it's just so incredibly thrilling right down to your toes. Well, that's what she said after winning the Academy Award last night for Best Actress for her performance in Sophie's Choice. Her primary competition came from Jessica Lange for her role in Frances, but Lange was consoled with a win for Best Supporting Actress in Tootsie. And Best Actor honors went to Ben Kingsley for his role as the Indian independence leader in Gandhi. And Gandhi also brought Best Director honors to Sir Richard Attenborough, and also named Best Picture, incidentally. Partly cloudy and breezy today, 10% chance of rain this afternoon. Today's high, 63 degrees. It's 54 degrees right now at 7:30. I'm Kimberly Crash for KWFM.
And Kimberly, not only is it Tiny's birthday this month, but listen to this.
Hi, this is Fee Wabel of the Tubes, wishing KWFM a happy birthday this month.
Completely unrehearsed there. Yes, sir. 92 KWFM here on the Tubes. KWFM Coors Citywide Racquetball Tournament. As you know, it's this Friday. You can pick up your entry forms at all Tucson athletic clubs. Sporting goods stores are right here at KWFM. We're in the Great Western Bank Building. Best racquetball players in Tucson will gather at the Tucson Racquet Club April 21st through the 24th. And you can call us or the Tucson Racquet Club for more information. If you hit that little old ball around, you might want to get in. Miss Pete Townsend.
Christmas one, but somebody must have taken it, Jim, because those are very valuable.
I know they are. Kimberly, the KWFM Rock and Roll Picture Show is coming up here April 30th, and we'd like to get some ideas for you on the videos that we'd like to you'd like to see on the Rock and Roll Picture Show. As always, it'll be simulcast here on KWFM and Channel 9, and the Rock and Roll Picture Show, once again, is Saturday night, April 30th at 10:30 p.m. We got cake. We ain't got no party hats or whistles or anything like that.
I have a whistle.
But do you have a concerned citizen?
I have another citizen who has come forward with a tribute to Tiny Tim on the occasion of his 51st birthday.
Probably my most favorite over the course of the last 20 years listening to rock radio, favorite artist. I mean, probably most significant person in radio and in music in the last 20 years, at least. I mean, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and
see?
Our boy. Gee, you know, I guess, you know, Tiny just kind of falls in the same category as people like Jimi Hendrix and Paul McCartney and John Lennon. My warmest feelings toward the man for a very wonderful birthday.
Who was that fool?
That's someone who works here.
Look for a high-energy, high-gear...
5151 East Broadway. Call for an appointment at 748-8900. Dr. William Foote and Dr. Ron McCormick in the Great Western Bank Building on the 15th floor. But the prices are down to earth.
Yeah, coming up at 8 o'clock, they're talking about beefing up security down at the cop shop. Good morning, it's 751.
Hey, good morning to you. This gentleman here from Skidmore, New York. Cakey out there from Creative Cake. We've got no plates and forks and stuff like that, so come on up and have a handful of cake.
Yeah.
We're going to have a food fight. That's what we could do.
There's an idea.
That's a great idea.
Or else we can put it in our mouths and start to whistle.
Hey, I like that.
You like that. I knew you would. I could tell you're a new father. Police are wondering today just how they're going to make the cop shop more secure. That's after...
Midtown, 10% chance of rain in the forecast. We are, of course, you know, celebrating Tiny's birthday. We got a large cake out there. Kimberly's finding people all over Tucson that have really a soft spot in their heart for old TT.
Yeah, that is right. Incidentally, I'd like to extend my personal invitation to anyone who'd like to come up and join us for a piece of cake. I know this is as important a day as it is to you as it is to me.
We got a big cake.
We have a big cake and plenty of people that are happy about Tiny Tim's birthday. In fact, we have one more citizen who is taking the time out of his day to give us a little tribute to Tiny Tim.
Oh, Tiny Tim has certainly had a major influence on my life, no question about it. In fact, he is a man who is primarily responsible to leading me to the thing that I enjoy more than anything else in the world, which is playing the ukulele in the nude. I do this frequently, in fact, as often as possible, sometimes even sneak away from work in the afternoons to get in a few chords here and there. Tiny Tim led me down the garden path, taught me how to sniff tulips, and boy, I'm real grateful to him. So, Tiny, wherever you are, happy birthday, old buddy.
Well, I tell you now, people don't know, but this guy here, his name is Tom Cordell, and Tom is going to announce his candidacy pretty soon for the governor.
Rightly so.
Rightly so. He should have an opinion like that. He needs to be in politics along with what's his face. You want to
thank you.
is Tim Raymond for Skip O'Neill. Boy, Skip don't know what he missed by not being here
no
this morning.
No kidding. It's been some day up here,
tell
huh?
Tell you what's the truth. What's coming up?
Well, Kathleen Clark can't vote, but that doesn't mean she hasn't got a few good ideas. That story's coming up at 8:30. It's 8:19 right now. Tiny Tim does a version of that, too, Jim.
I hope not. I was just fixing to say that song was a hit when Tiny Tim was putting all that garbage out a long time. I mean, putting all those...
Jim, really? Good grief.
Songs, you know, like, what were some of the classics there? We were tiptoeing through the tulips.
He does a great version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, that's a real good one. We got lots of cake out here, too, so come on up and have a handful.
Yeah, we're at 5151 East Broadway, and we have lots of cake. That's one thing we do have today.
We got
today.
Lots of cake, that's true.
But any more disparaging remarks, Jim, and I'm not going to invite you back.
All right.
Okay? 57 degrees right now, Midtown Tucson, no traffic problems other than the usual stop-and-go to report this morning. Kathleen Clark, who is a student member on the board of a group called TOPS, which stands for Take Off Pound Sensibly. Their convention was at a hotel right near the third annual Eats Festival, which is a sampling of the best from 50 Kansas City area restaurants. No mingling reported, however. Partly cloudy and breezy today. 10% chance of rain this afternoon. Today's high, 63 degrees. It's 57 degrees right now at 8:30. I'm Kimberly Crash for KWFM.
You know, those people that go on those diets like that are the same ones that have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on diet bread.
Look out.
Ticket to the Stars as we do the best of Dan Fogelberg. Friday and Saturday nights, 9 and 10:30, and tickets are on sale after 1 o'clock at the Planetarium. Juan just had me a piece of the birthday cake that Creative Kickery sent over to us for Tiny Tim's birthday. That's real nice of those folks. That's good stuff. If you want some, come on up.
The sound barrier.
Ride Walmart or Speedway at Rancho Center. Hurry, get a deal that's grand and a grand in the hand during the $1,000 rebates till April 16th at O'Reilly Used Cars.
55 degrees, Midtown Tucson, about a 10% chance of rain in the forecast for later on this afternoon. Nothing to get too excited about it. This is Jim Ray, and here's John Butcheraxis at 92 KWF. And here comes the sun. It wouldn't be a bad idea. We got a few clouds out there. 10 away from 9 o'clock, Jim Ryan here for Skip O'Neill.
Or some kind of sandwich.
Yeah. You think I dress up in this tux for a sandwich?
Why?
No, I'm talking about complete dinners. Like delicious strips of all white meat chicken.
Ooh, that's good.
Or lightly breaded ocean shrimp with tangy cocktail sauce.
Ooh, all that shrimp.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Or the pièce de résistance.
Uh-huh.
What is it? A tender, juicy sirloin steak.
Come on, sirloin? Ooh,
that's incredible.
That's right. And what really makes them complete is that every dinner in the box is served with thick golden wedge fries, fresh garden salad, and garlic. garlic bread.
Wow, those really are great dinners.
Yeah, and you can get them every night at Jack in the Box from 4 to 10. Of course, the other guys are open for dinner, too.
Yeah.
Only they're serving lunch.
Oh, and we have a nice breakfast of birthday cake today, if you'd like to have some out. This is Jim Ray. Kimberly's here, and yet another person.
Another person?
Another one is out there. What? Now, who is? Let's talk. Go ahead. Do it. Yeah, I got to hear this.
You want to hear this tribute?
I got to hear this
okay.
tribute.
Okay.
That's a good tribute, Kimberly. That's a hell of a tribute.
One more time.
We'll do that tribute later. Yes, sir. Here's all the notes. 92 KWFN. Guy had a lot to say. She really going out with him. Tuesday morning, Jim Ray and Kimberly Crafton. Boy, it's getting cloudy.
It looks pretty black.
Pretty black out there.
I'd say that 10% looks closer.
Looking real good for 10%, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
So what you got?
Well, you could just be getting a phone call either today or tomorrow asking you to phone your congressman. Those calls are being made by supporters of Obama. Governor Babbitt is recommending relocation. And how about that hazardous waste bill in the state legislature? Well, the Senate and the House have worked out a shaky compromise, and the new language satisfied some of the concerns of both environmentalists and industry. Environmentalists are encouraged because it includes a provision that allows the Health Department to identify certain wastes as hazardous, even if they're not listed by the EPA. And finally, yes, we did locate that person who wants to make a tribute to Tiny Tim.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. He was a little bit shy just earlier, but he did, in fact, return.
Well, a lot of people think the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were really the forerunners of modern rock, but I believe Tiny Tim really created new barriers to rock music that will never be broken down.
Amen.
I'd like to just say that Tiny Tim means more to me now since he's gone than when he was around. So
wait a second. Now, Tiny Tim may not be in the limelight. He may not enjoy his celebrity status as he once did.
Somebody told me he will
live forever in our hearts.
Somebody told me he was living in the foothills in Tucson, and we're expecting a call from him any time now.
Or at least Miss Vicky.
At least.
As far as our weather goes, they say partly cloudy, but I'd say it is downright cloudy at this time. Breezy, 10% chance of showers. Today's high, 63 degrees. It's 57 degrees right now at 9 o'clock. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
I think that was the guy that they just let out of Florence last week.
Now, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
It might be him. Here's Thomas Dolby of KWFM.